Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
You need to see yourself healed and not living with any sickness and pain. George Pearsons joins Kenneth Copeland in Healing School, and they share how to receive healing even if you've struggled for a long time. Divine health is possible.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, the curse of the law was the curse for breaking. Now, I'm going to use a little different word here. It's exactly the same thing, and it is used interchangeably. It was the curse for breaking covenant with God in the old covenant. The curse, the punishment. Well, if you broke it, you stepped out of that covenant protection, and the curse just sitting there waiting on you. I mean, the minute you stepped out there, the devil just put one on you. He's waiting on you. Long as you were over here obeying God, doing what He said and doing things His way, the 112th Psalm says, blessed is the man who delights greatly in the law of God. Greatly blessed, greatly blessed. Why? He's in the blessing. He's in covenant with God. And he takes great pleasure in that covenant. But the moment you get out of it and out of the protection of it, the curse is everywhere. It's there just waiting on you. Now, the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant is between God, the Father, and the resurrected man, Jesus. Amen. Now get this now. The two of them are in everlasting covenant with one another. Jesus was raised from the dead, and God swore the new covenant to him. Amen. We accepted Him as Lord and Savior, and that put us joint heir with Him in that covenant. Yeah. Yeah. But now, we're walking in love. That's the New Testament law. That's the New Testament covenant law. Amen. Now, when you break that, you get out of love. I'm walking the love line here, and Jesus said it's a narrow way. Broad is a way to destruction. But you're walking in love, walking by faith, and all of a sudden you get mad at somebody. Now, you're off that love line. What have you done? You've stepped out of your covenant protection, and the devil's just out there waiting on you with that same curse. Amen. And what do you want to do? Oh, Jesus, I repent. Hallelujah. So see, you and I can't break the covenant. We can break fellowship with it, but the covenant is forever settled between God and your and my older brother, our blood brother, Jesus.
Yeah.
That was a shout spot.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, I want us to see something in Deuteronomy 28. And Pastor George was talking to me about this morning, and it went off in my spirit. The curse of the law is outlined. And one verse I want you to see in the 61st verse, every sickness, every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, will come on you till you be destroyed. Now, that means every sickness and every plague, I don't care whether, if they find some kind of new disease, it's still under the curse, and we are redeemed from it.
Amen.
Praise God, we're redeemed from it.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah. Hopigondus in the sixth degree, or that hopigondus
right.
is rough.
We're redeemed from it.
Yeah, we're redeemed from that, whatever it is. If they come up with some kind of germ warfare thing, invent a new bio weapon of some kind. No, it's covered. It's covered right there. Now, George, he mentioned here the curse of sicknesses of long continuance.
Yeah.
Now, the dangerous part of something that's been there a long time, you see yourself with it. You go to bed seeing yourself with it. You get up in the morning and see yourself with it. Whatever the situation, if you've worn a brace on that leg for 10 years, you don't see yourself walking without the brace. If you've been confined to a chair or some other kind of device for any length of time, you begin to see yourself, every time you close your eyes, you see yourself in that chair or in that bed or with that brace on or whatever it is. Now, and people that have been given a terminal diagnosis begin to see themselves dead. And if it's a long, drawn out thing, you get to where Brother Hagin said, until he got in the Word of God, he saw his funeral. He said, I saw myself die. He said, I saw my mother come in and find my dead body. He said, I could see that. He said, I said, oh, thank you, Jesus, that I'm saved. Oh, thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. He didn't know anything about healing yet. And he said, I saw him come in and get my body. I saw him take it to the funeral home. I saw him put it in the coffin. And he said, I saw him roll it out in the front of the church. And he said, I saw him come by the casket. I saw the pallbearers roll it out. He said, I did this over and over and over and over and over. He said, I saw him put it in the grave. I saw him throw dirt. He said, I could hear the dirt clods hitting the top of that casket. And then he said, I could see it in my mind's eye. He said, I could see that grave in the summertime. I could see it in the wintertime. I could see the leaves fall off of the trees, and I could see it in the rain. He said, he's bedfast. He's laying there 24 hours a day, and his mind picked up on that, and he thought about that 24 hours a day. But he got over in the Bible. It took him a long time because he was paralyzed and most of the time he couldn't see very good. It took him months to get from Matthew 1 to Mark 11. But he got in the Word of God and faith started coming.
Hallelujah.
Faith started coming. Faith started coming. And he said, I started seeing myself with it. What's he doing? He's believing he receives it. Faith's taking it. Faith taking it. He began to change what his mind and the mind images and pictures. And he said, I began to see myself up. I began to see myself dressing. I began to see myself going to town. I began Praise to see God. Myself doing
yeah.
these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, the Lord asked him one day, he said, what would you do today if you were completely well? He said, it didn't take me a second. He said, I just blurted out, I'll preach.
Praise God.
That was the right answer. Yeah, amen. Yeah, yeah. So see, he's seeing himself preaching. So he started writing sermon outlines. He said, I had a whole shoebox full of them. He said, they weren't any good. He said, I never preached but one of them. But he said, I was in it. And you need today, on purpose, you begin to see yourself well. You begin to see yourself free of this thing. You begin to see yourself. I don't care if all you can do is just take the arms of that chair and just scoot yourself up a little bit. Glory to God, this is the first day. This is the first day. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, George.
Well, what you were talking about, what we're talking about here is in a few minutes, we're going to begin our time of ministry where this issue of sickness of long continuance is concerned. And the Lord has just really had me on a track studying that one scripture. Look at it there, Deuteronomy 28. In verse 59, it says, then the Lord, but we know that's not the Lord. I said, we know that's not the Lord. That's not the Lord. Is that right? It's the curse. The curse will make thy plagues wonderful and the plagues of the seed, even great plagues and of long continuance and sore sicknesses and of long continuance. And Brother Copeland, I was just looking at that and I had been reading through because normally we read through the first 14 verses. That's the blessing of Abraham. And I just started looking through the curses. And I was looking through the curses primarily to find out what I've been redeemed from. And it's fascinating. There's so much in there that you can read. And I shared this when we were in Branson, that I believe that all of those curses that you see there, that was a picture of Jesus in hell taking upon everything that the devil had where sickness and disease was concerned. And we know that one of the three-pronged works of the curse is sickness and disease. Well, I was looking at this and I started looking at several different translations of this. And the NIV says, harsh and prolonged diseases and severe and lingering illnesses. Did you know that you're redeemed from that? You are redeemed from that. You are free from that. You don't have to be stuck in that place anymore. You don't have to accept it. Here's another translation. The Amplified Bible says, grievous sicknesses of long duration. We've seen it. We've seen people who have been afflicted with something and have just held on to it and held on to it and held on to it. They became so acclimated to it, it became a part of them. You know, Brother Copeland, I was watching just a couple of months ago, I was watching an interview between Ray Charles and Dick Cavett. This was back in the late 60s. And Dick Cavett asked him a fascinating question. He said, if you could see today, would you like to have that? And Ray Charles thought for a moment. He said, no, no, I don't think I want to see. And I'm like, he's become so accustomed to not seeing that he didn't want to take the step out there to see. And I think there are people that have fear of letting go of that thing.
George, I talked to one of our partners, a very close friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he lost his natural sight as a very, very young boy. So he's been without natural sight essentially all his life. He has done everything anybody else could do. He played football.
Yeah.
And he's in the gun business. He's a ballistic expert. And if he has a pistol in his hand, you better be the quietest you have ever been in your life.
Such a sense.
Because if he hears if he can hear you breathe, he'll shoot you right between the eyes. So see, and he told me, he said, you know, people say I can't see. Yeah, he said, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. He said, I'm not without sight. I just can't see with my eyes.
Yeah.
Because, and this is the point, this is the reason I want to bring this up.
Yeah.
He and I had, we discussed this at length. You don't see with your eyes. You see with your mind. Now, another man that, and of course, with my friend that I'm talking about, Mark, his greatest desire is to go ahead and finish receiving his natural sight in order to give God the glory.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And another man, almost the same story. This guy's so good. I mean, he did things better than natural-sighted people.
Yeah.
And but he decided, you know, I'm gonna receive this. And he did. He got his natural sight back. He had to learn how to see again. But he said, oh, is it ever worth it?
Oh.
He said, the moment I saw my wife's face, he said, it was worth it all.
Amen.
Amen. Now, that conditioning can rob you of the glory of divine health.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
We're not talking about just healing. We're talking about divine health here. We're talking about coming on up out of this lung continuance or any other sickness and disease and coming up there where you walk in the Word by faith, and at the first symptom, at the first sight of it, you just know you don't, in the name of Jesus, you're not coming on
that's
this
right.
body. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in you. And you just, I mean, you hit those verses and you hit them, praise God. But you've been doing your verses two or three times a day anyway all day, and you're walking in divine health. And if you get to the place where you're willing to depend on other devices or things like that, it's in a fragile place.
Right,
what
exactly.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Thank you.
And I'm not going to promise I'm not going to butt in anymore either.
Right. You can butt in anytime you want. The NEB translation, sicknesses persistent and severe. Now, the Revised Standard Version, I thought this was interesting. The curse will overwhelm both you and your offspring with severe and lasting afflictions and grievous and lasting maladies. Your offspring, children. Children. You don't think about children having a long continuance of disease, but there's some children that are born that way. And what the Lord has been talking to me about is not putting up with it. Don't put up with it one more minute. You have to do what Gloria and I talked about on the broadcast not too long ago. You've got to have some
bulldog faith.
You got to have some bulldog faith.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.